Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. And a story we first broke yesterday afternoon after speaking with Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital. There is a possibility of moving Sharon Hospital's ICU to the Med Surgical Unit. That is just in the beginning stages. Robinhood Radio received some telephone calls from area listeners asking if we heard about this plan at Sharon Hospital. Upon contacting Dr. Mark Herko, he was posed the question. His response is, no, the ICU is not closing. A plan is being formulated to move the ICU to the medical surgical unit. Mark stressed it's only in the early planning stages to see if it's possible and that this plan has been on the table for quite a while. The full interview can be heard at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on my interview with Mark Herko. Ruth Epstein reports North Canaan officials are balking at proposed school budget. At first glance, the proposed budget for North Canaan Elementary School looks appealing to taxpayers, but when they look closer, the numbers have given some officials cause for concern. While the local budget shows a decrease, the tuition costs for Housatonic Valley Regional High School have taken a jump. The spending plans were presented at the Board of Finance last week. Since North Canaan is part of the six-town Region 1, costs for the high school budget are determined by the number of students each town sends to Housatonic. While some schools are expecting to send fewer students to the high school next year, North Canaan census shows a slight increase in those numbers. Nancy O'Connor, chairwoman of the Finance Board, said with a $400,000 increase, the town is really struggling. The full story in the Republican American. In Great Barrington, a state project to build a roundabout south of downtown will take about 2 years to complete. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation workers could begin preliminary construction at the intersection of Route 7 and 23 as early as Wednesday, according to the town manager. He told that to the select board yesterday. DOT engineers presented the $2 million project to town officials and residents in 2018 and were met with a less than enthusiastic response. Work was initially set to begin the summer of 2020. Board Chairman Stephen Bannon said that the roundabout issue wasn't on the evening's agenda and that, quote, not everybody is against it, end quote. Another project that sowed anxiety is the Department of Transportation's repair of the Brown Bridge at the north entrance to town on Route 7. It is now painted red, and that work will be completed in June. Two people were taken to area hospitals after a two-car crash on Saturday afternoon in Copaic. Gene Bird, 58, of Ankrum, complained of chest pain, and Akeem Scott, 36, of Wasaic, complained of head pain following the crash on Route 7. Community Rescue Squad brought the victims to Sharon Hospital and Northern Dutchess Hospital. Copaic Fire Department was sent by the accident by Columbia County 911. Fire police closed the road in the area of the crash while those crews were working. Local officials in New York are planning to hold the Columbia County Fair and the Greene County Fair Youth Fair this year. After COVID-19 canceled most, if not all, of last year's fairs, locals are looking to plan this year's events. The Board of Directors at Columbia County Agricultural Society announced on Sunday they're hopeful that it will be able to hold this year's fair. Agricultural Society Secretary said directors do not have word from the state about what types of restrictions and guidelines may be in place for the fair this year. It's unclear when the state will unveil guidelines for local fairs in New York. Some meetings coming up today in our area in Falls Village. The special meeting of the Board of Selectmen will happen at 10:30 this morning. In the town of Sheffield, a select board meeting is at 3 o'clock this afternoon. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting set for 5:30 this afternoon. Region 1, Board of Education special meeting is at 6:30 tonight at the high school. In Salisbury at 7 o'clock, I received the final Board of Selectmen and Board of Ed budgets, voting on both to present at a public hearing. Dover Union Free School District has their Board of Education meeting tonight. That is at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, the Economic Development Commission is meeting tonight. That meeting is set for 7:30 as well. Town of Northeast Planning Board has a meeting coming up tomorrow at 7:30. In Sheffield, the Planning Board meeting is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Thursday, free COVID testing, which is drive-through from 1 till 4 p.m. at North Canton Town Hall, free of charge, no appointment, no insurance, no ID required. You should have your results back in 3 to 5 days. Southern Berkshire Regional School District School Committee meeting will be held on Thursday at 6 p.m. The Great Barrington Planning Board sets a hearing for cannabis and other zoning changes. That will happen on March 25th via Zoom at 6 p.m. In Sheffield, the Housing Commission has their virtual meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. The Bushnell Sage Library in Sheffield presenting an animated online chess class featuring Led Davidson on Thursday at 7 p.m. Pre-registration is required. You can access the link via their website at bushnellsagelibrary.com. Southern Berkshire Regional School Committee Negotiation Subcommittee has a meeting on Friday at 2:30 via Zoom. The second Super Supper is coming up on Friday. Each month, they're offering a free takeaway Super Supper. The supplies are limited. You're asked to order ahead. Pick up at the Congregational Church, Library Street in Salisbury between 3:30 and 5:30. Call or email your name and phone number and number of servings, 860-435-4644, or email salisburycc21@gmail.com. March 27th, the Falls Village Rec Commission has their annual Easter egg hunt at 10 o'clock in the morning at Lee H. Kellogg School Athletic Field, put on by the Rec Committee. Scoville Memorial Library is planning Grizzly Times, Grizzly Stories, Reflections on Natural History and Advocacy. That will be held at the library. For more information on that event, which takes place March 27th at 4 p.m., contact the library at 860-435-2838 or scovillelibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 32,731.20, the NASDAQ at 13,377.54, and the S&P 500 at 3940.59. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.